So the Mishnah, Tezlein and Aleph, the Mishnah says, Ha'umnin. An umman is like a professional worker. So they're doing their work, and they are Varosha Ilan uVarosha Nidbach. They're up in the tree. We'll define in the Gemara what kind of tree, etc. But Ilan means a big tree. Or Varosha Nidbach, and that's their job. Their job is they're olive pickers. They're up in the olive tree picking olives. Or Varosha Nidbach. They're up on the Nidbach. Nidbach is basically like a stone wall. Okay, probably think of it as like a guy working on scaffolding. You know, there's that famous picture you see all over the place, the black and white from New York City, and the guys on the I beam out there dangling, 100 stories up having lunch. Know what I'm talking about? Yes. Another image. That's this Mishnah. So those guys, since they can eat at lunch dangling, 1,000 feet up in the air because they're used to it. So those guys are allowed to be korek kriyashma because they can have proper kavana. Masha enem reshayin lasas ken betfila, but even they can't daven tefila up there. Well, the more we'll speak out, other guys can't because they can't have proper kavana. But the point, the chiddush is up in the tree, up in the scaffolding, dangling from 1,000 feet up, doesn't matter. You can have kavana for kriyashma. New din, a chasan patamir kriyashma laila harishona. The chasan, when he gets married, the first night that he gets married, he's patam from kriyashma. We discussed this in the previous sugyas already because of this tier to the mitzvah. We're talking about a chassan who's marrying a basula and he's afraid what he's going to find and what's going to be and the bilas mitzvah and so on. So therefore, he's pater because of this tier to the mitzvah. Remember the drasha? Vad moti Shabbos. And that tour continues on until moti Shabbos. So in other words, the Gemara Ksuva says that they used to get married on Wednesday nights. Okay? Which means if you count on your fingers and toes, you'll see you have Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Shabbos, and Moti Shabbos Saturday night, four nights. At the four nights, we say Libo Gasba, he's already comfortable with her, and he's not so nervous anymore. Although there's other ways to learn it, to me, this certainly screams to me, we'll discuss maybe next week a little more, that the issue isn't just as the Meforshim seem to mostly say, will he or won't he find Basulim? Because Mamanoshach, if he, as we're going to say now, he has 4 days im lo asamaisa, if he yet hasn't consummated the marriage. So if you take it on surface level, that the point is, if he has 4 days to consummate the marriage, after which time he's chayev, so, but the marriage has been consummated, so like maybe she still won't have Basulim and he was still tricked and he was going to freak out. Obviously, to me, although we'll discuss more next week, it certainly reads and suggests to me that the Tirat HaMitzvah isn't just, will I find Basulim? It's the whole anxiety of the whole package. And I guess we'll see, but that's the point. The point is, after 4 days, Libo Gaspo is not so freaked out about it, and therefore he can have Kavana in the night. To Machlokas, if this applies, I think it tells Yom Tov, if this applies only at night or also during the day. In other words, Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar, is he also Pater? Some say yes, some say no, because he's not shy then to do the mitzvah anyway, so maybe his head, his mind is in that space. He can have Kavana. That's the discussion. Okay. Now, Maisa, once it happened, Barabban Gamliel, Shanasa Isha, he got married to a woman, Vakara Lila Rishona, and he said Kriyashma on that first night of the wedding night, he said Kriyashma. Amru Lo Talmidav. So his student said, wait a second, the word Lo is missing here. Lo Lumaratana Rabbeinu, didn't our master teach us, the halachas of Kibud Avanim and Kibud Rabbo require, if you want to correct your rabbi, you have to ask it as an interrogative. So they couldn't say, wait a second, you're doing that wrong. They'd say, didn't you teach us, Shechasan Patsim Kriyashma, that the chasan is exempt from Kriyashma on the night of his wedding. Amar Lahem, he says, listen guys, Eini Shemei Lachem Levatel Hemeni, or Mimeni, Malchus Shemaim Mefila Sha'achas, I'm not going to listen to you guys and be Mevatel, excuse myself from Malchus Shemaim, from accepting upon myself, Hashem's sovereignty, even for 1 second. I'm not a lightweight, just because, don't worry, I can have Kavana just fine to be Mekabel and Malchus Shemaim, even on my wedding night, no problem. Therefore we did it. And that's that. Okay.